Lesson 10, Everyday Inventions, 1. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage twice. Then choose the appropriate answer to each of the following questions.
Do you know who invented the slide fastener, or rather, the zipper? No one thought of anything like the zipper until Whitcomb Judson came along. Judson's slide fastener was an out-of-the-blue invention. No one knows what gave him the idea. No one even knows much about him, except that he was a mechanical engineer living in Chicago and that he patented other inventions to do with a street railway system and motor cars. Judson invented the first zipper in 1891. This ingenious little device looks very simple, and the principle behind it is simple too. Yet, it took 22 years, together with another inventor, to make the zipper really practical. The zipper had to be produced cheaply, because no one would pay a lot of money for it. Judson invented a machine to mass produce his slide fastener. But the machine was terribly complicated and kept on breaking down. So in 1905, Judson invented a new fastener, which was easier to manufacture. Clothing manufacturers, however, were not the least bit interested in trying out the fasteners, so the only way Judson could get them onto the market was by letting peddlers sell them from door to door. Moreover, the new fastener was stiff and clumsy and had a bad habit of bursting open at inconvenient times. Then a young Swedish engineer called Sundback came to work for Judson's struggling company. He thought hard and decided that the interlocking parts needed to be much smaller to give the fastener greater flexibility and to stop it bursting open. After several attempts, Sundback invented a really practical fastener in 1913. It is in all important ways the same as the one we use today. Clothing manufacturers still refuse to use the fastener, but in 1918, an inventor showed the American Army a flying suit he had invented. It happened to use the slide fastener. The Army put the suit through such tough tests that it disintegrated, all except the fastener. A Navy officer happened to see the test, and Judson's unknown little company got an order for 10,000 fasteners. Later, Judson's invention was used in the manufacture of rubber galoshes by a big company. They called the galoshes zippers. This is how the slide fastener got its popular name.
Now, listen again.
Do you know who invented the slide fastener, or rather, the zipper? No one thought of anything like the zipper until Whitcomb Judson came along. Judson's slide fastener was an out-of-the-blue invention. No one knows what gave him the idea. No one even knows much about him, except that he was a mechanical engineer living in Chicago and that he patented other inventions to do with a street railway system and motor cars. Judson invented the first zipper in 1891. This ingenious little device looks very simple, and the principle behind it is simple too. Yet, it took 22 years, together with another inventor, to make the zipper really practical. The zipper had to be produced cheaply, because no one would pay a lot of money for it. Judson invented a machine to mass produce his slide fastener, but the machine was terribly complicated and kept on breaking down. So in 1905, Judson invented a new fastener, which was easier to manufacture. Clothing manufacturers, however, were not the least bit interested in trying out the fasteners, so the only way Judson could get them onto the market was by letting peddlers sell them from door to door. Moreover, the new fastener was stiff and clumsy and had a bad habit of bursting open at inconvenient times. Then a young Swedish engineer called Sundback came to work for Judson's struggling company. He thought hard and decided that the interlocking parts needed to be much smaller to give the fastener greater flexibility and to stop it bursting open. After several attempts, Sundback invented a really practical fastener in 1913. It is in all important ways the same as the one we use today. Clothing manufacturers still refused to use the fastener, but in 1918, an inventor showed the American Army a flying suit he had invented. It happened to use the slide fastener. The Army put the suit through such tough tests that it disintegrated, all except the fastener. A Navy officer happened to see the tests, and Judson's unknown little company got an order for 10,000 fasteners. Later, Judson's invention was used in the manufacture of rubber galoshes by a big company. They called the galoshes zippers. This is how the slide fastener got its popular name.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again. And while listening, take notes under the four headings listed in the chart.
Do you know who invented the slide fastener, or rather, the zipper? No one thought of anything like the zipper until Whitcomb Judson came along. Judson's slide fastener was an out-of-the-blue invention. No one knows what gave him the idea. No one even knows much about him, except that he was a mechanical engineer living in Chicago and that he patented other inventions to do with a street railway system and motor cars. Judson invented the first zipper in 1891. This ingenious little device looks very simple, and the principle behind it is simple too. Yet, it took 22 years, together with another inventor, to make the zipper really practical. The zipper had to be produced cheaply, because no one would pay a lot of money for it. Judson invented a machine to mass produce his slide fastener, but the machine was terribly complicated and kept on breaking down. So in 1905, Judson invented a new fastener, which was easier to manufacture. Clothing manufacturers, however, were not the least bit interested in trying out the fasteners, so the only way Judson could get them onto the market was by letting peddlers sell them from door to door. Moreover, the new fastener was stiff and clumsy and had a bad habit of bursting open at inconvenient times. Then a young Swedish engineer called Sundback came to work for Judson's struggling company. He thought hard and decided that the interlocking parts needed to be much smaller to give the fastener greater flexibility and to stop it bursting open. After several attempts, Sundback invented a really practical fastener in 1913. It is in all important ways the same as the one we use today. Clothing manufacturers still refused to use the fastener, but in 1918, an inventor showed the American Army a flying suit he had invented. It happened to use the slide fastener. The Army put the suit through such tough tests that it disintegrated, all except the fastener. A Navy officer happened to see the tests, and Judson's unknown little company got an order for 10,000 fasteners. Later, Judson's invention was used in the manufacture of rubber galoshes by a big company. They called the galoshes zippers. This is how the slide fastener got its popular name.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Listen to the following five epigrams carefully and try to learn them by heart.
1. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Thomas Jefferson. 2. Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. William Shakespeare. 3. None are so deaf as those who will not hear. John Heywood. 4. Self-conquest is the greatest of victories. Plato. 5. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Albert Einstein. Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You're going to hear a passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
In the United States, almost everyone chews gum, and more than $140 million worth of chewing gum is sold each year. This means that, on the average, each person in the United States spends $1 a year for chewing gum. Chewing gum became popular in the United States mainly because of one man, William Wrigley, who was head of the Wrigley Company for many years. In 1870, Thomas Adams began to experiment with chewing gum. It was he who first made gum soft and pleasant enough to chew. But it was not until Wrigley entered the business in about 1890 that people everywhere began to learn about chewing gum and to use it widely. Wrigley enjoyed doing things in a big way. In his first year, he borrowed money and spent more than $1 million on advertising. On every streetcar in the United States, for years and years, there was a large advertisement telling all about Wrigley's chewing gum. People complained that wherever they went, they would see the name of Wrigley. Several times, Wrigley sent free-of-charge pieces of gum to every person in the telephone book of every city and town in the United States. Finally, he began to advertise that it was good for the health to chew gum. His painstaking work in advertising finally brought him huge profits.
Question number one. Who was the inventor of chewing gum? Question number two. How much money do Americans spend on chewing gum each year, according to the passage? Question number three. When was the first experiment with chewing gum made? Question number four. How did Wrigley make chewing gum popular in the United States? Question number five. What does the passage mainly tell us?
This is the end of Lesson 10.